RadioMD.com. Get healthy, stay healthy with nutritional consultant Michael Schwartz. It's time for The Healthy Self.
Do you have concerns about breast cancer, cancer in general? And are you concerned about the amount of soy you bring into your system? Well, I have with me today the host of Veg TV, who happens to be an expert on soy, Marie Osser. Let's welcome Marie. Marie, would you please enlighten us about this whole thing about breast cancer and soy, what the deal is?
Well, you know, it's very interesting. There was a study done where they in a petri dish, produced or stimulated some breast cancer cells with the inclusion of, by bombarding it with, you know, a gajillion grams of whatever it was, of isolated soy. And, you know, soy consumption for cancer patients has been the subject of some controversy. And that as a result of that study that somebody did twice. And, however, there has been a new study that's shown that breast cancer survivors who consume soy foods reap important benefits, and they found that eating soy can increase the rate of survival for breast cancer patients. You know, the previous research that produced contradictory results. And so, you know, some studies suggested that soy foods reduce the risk of breast cancer, and others that compounds unique to soy may help breast cancers to grow. Now, previous theories have been refuted with a new study that demonstrates soy does not increase the growth of breast cancer cells, and it's been proven to increase survival rates. This study was published in the Journal of the American Medical Association, JAMA, and so women diagnosed with breast cancer and who consume soy foods such as tofu, you know, commercial, regular soy milk, edamame, they reduce their risk of recurrence by 32%. And that was in, when was that study done? 2009. It was titled Soy Food Intake and Breast Cancer Survival. So the soybeans are rich in phytoestrogens known as isoflavones. And although these substances are like 1,000 times less potent than human estrogen, there's been some concern that isoflavones might have estrogen-like effect. Well, they don't, because phytoestrogens are not human estrogen, human hormone. The body is tricked into thinking that it's estrogen, but it's not. It's phytoestrogen, and when you ingest soy foods, if you drink a glass of soy milk, your body will replace the human estrogen in your body with the far weaker, 1,000 times weaker phytoestrogens, and therefore reduce the level of estrogen in the body, of human estrogen, dramatically. So it's the exact opposite that occurs. The body's level of the human hormone estrogen, which has been linked to many sex-related cancers, is dramatically reduced. So it's the opposite that is true, and not the common belief that soy is actually increases estrogenic effects. It does not.
I'm so glad you cleared that up, Marie, because there are so many women who are deathly afraid, one, of cancer, two, breast cancer, three, eating soy foods. Mm-hmm. And it's crazy based on what you're saying. And again, you know, my mentor, Dr. Rothschild, said the very same thing, and he told me not to take it out of my products. But of course, because I'm a commercial company and I have to, on some levels, go along with what's acceptable, even if the information is inaccurate. So we went on to sunflower, organic sunflowers, as our source of lecithin.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Another thing you brought up was, and this was in a previous conversation we had, about soy nuts, mm-hmm, and reversing the metabolic syndrome. Could you please expand on that?
Yes. Actually, the metabolic syndrome, let me just say, the metabolic syndrome is a it's a constellation of conditions, and it's characterized by obesity, high triglyceride levels, hypertension, you know, high blood pressure, a low HDL cholesterol, that's the good cholesterol, and a high fasting blood sugar. When people have this constellation of symptoms, they are at high risk to develop diabetes, and that's called the metabolic syndrome. Yeah. So it also, the risk of cardiovascular disease, cardiovascular heart disease, diabetes, and stroke will increase with the number of metabolic risk factors a person could have. So there were some studies done. There was a study done where there were three groups. You know how studies are done. They have three groups. They have a control group and one group on one end and one group on the other. And they compared the Standard Diabetes Association recommended, they call it the DASH eating plan. And the second group consumed a soy protein diet. The third group, soy nuts, a soy nut diet. So soy nuts are roasted soybeans. It's the whole soybean that's roasted. And so the fact that consuming soy foods in place of animal foods would be more effective than the standard, you know, DASH eating plan, that was expected, of course, because meat contains arachidonic acid. It's very acidic. It's a fat that promotes inflammation and persistent inflammation, and it's the root of just about all known chronic health conditions from rheumatoid arthritis to cancer. That's just one aspect of consuming animal products. However, the results of this study were surprising in that the women who ate a half cup of roasted soy nuts a day had better results than women who ate either meat or soy protein. In fact, the soy nuts were better than either meat or soy protein. They reduced the LDL, bad cholesterol, and blood sugar, and they also improved blood vessel function. They did it all the best, you know, the best. And so the author of the study, it was an Iranian-American study, they found that soy as a replacement for meat had beneficial effects on the features of the metabolic syndrome, with soy nuts being more effective than even soy protein. Now, you know, it's a whole food, so it's got the fiber, right? So in my thinking, I'm thinking the fiber has got to have an effect as well. My favorite soy nuts are toasted, so I get them out of Iowa, and they're like dry roasted. And the reason I like them is because they're much lower in fat than other soy nuts too, because they're dry roasted. So that's always that's something that, you know, to consider, you know. So eating soy nuts does reverse the metabolic syndrome, but it also contributes many other health benefits attributed to soy, and they're delicious.
You know, you're absolutely right. They are, and I think hopefully that people in listening will get it that soy is more of an ally than an adversary.
Oh, and yes, that's a great way to put it, yes.
You know, and soy nuts, and we're big tofu people. At least once a week, we will take tofu. And here's a great way to do it. You can cut it into thin slices, put it on a cookie sheet, bake it at 350 for 30 minutes, put some tamara sauce on it, some soy sauce, cayenne, whatever spices you like. I like it when it gets real crispy and almost like tofu jerky, which I think would be a fabulous product. I'm glad that you clarified soy. Hopefully more people will get back into it. It is a fabulous product. At any rate, you've been listening to Michael Schwartz and with my guest Marie Osser on Radio MD. And it is our desire that you eat well and stay healthy.